Okay, once a week on the show, we are joined by Caroline Bruderer, who hosts Caroline's Cause Corner. She features a local nonprofit, talks about the good they're doing in the community, and maybe a fundraising event they have coming up. Caroline, who do we have this morning?
Well, this morning on the segment, we have Faye Chapman, who is a member of the Laguna Beach Housing and Human Services Committee, and also the founder of the World Hunger Bowl. And here in Laguna Beach, we have an event called the Hunger Bowl. And welcome, Faye, and tell us all about it, please.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. Well, the World Hunger Bowl started about 5 years ago as being part of the Housing and Human Services Committee. We needed a project, so I came up with the World Hunger Bowl. The city proclaims the first week of November, November 1st through the 7th, as National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. And at the end of that week, we do an event. I get bowls donated from all over the world, and they're used as silent auction items. And I get restaurants to provide soup and fixins. And we have local school children who make a bowl. So everybody who attends the event gets to take home a bowl. And we have delicious cupcakes from Aunt Mary's, and they are just amazing.
That sounds great. Can you tell us exactly when and where this year's event is?
Absolutely. It's going to be November 6th, which is a Wednesday, at Mozambique from 5:30 to 8. It's going to be such a fun evening.
Now, there's also a food drive going on, and can you tell us a little bit about where listeners can donate food all over town?
Yes, you can donate food at the Board of Realtors, or the local schools are collecting food. We have the high school, Thurston, Top of the World, El Moro, Annalise, Laguna Beach Monastery, St. Catharines. So all those places will be donating food and also are collecting food. And also Waste Management will be picking up the food and taking it over to the food pantry. And Waste Management is also in certain neighborhoods, they're picking up food on Wednesdays. So you can set a bag of food out on the curb, and Waste Management will come pick up the food and take it over to the food pantry.
So, Faye, you said that you get bowls that are decorated and crafted by artists from all over the world. Tell us a little bit about who participates, and also our local artists that are participating in the Hunger Bowl.
Well, this year I am very fortunate. I have a bowl from Iran. I have one from Italy, Spain, Morocco. I have one from Kansas City. This guy is amazing, Jeanette Wise. He sends me a bowl every year for the past 3 years. I have one from Tennessee, Las Vegas, and I have many local artists who have given me a bowl. Olivia Batchelder, she is going to be making me a beautiful bowl out of silk.
And so people that go to the Hunger Bowl, can they bid on these bowls? Is that how it works?
Yes, they do. And you can see the bowls online. And if there's a bowl online that you see that you want to purchase, you can purchase it online. Oh, and I have an amazing bowl from Wyland. And I have a bowl that was painted by Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. And also Nick Hernandez painted a bowl also. So I have some very special ones too.
So how do people get tickets, and what's the ticket price?
Tickets are $45 each, and that gets you 5 soup tastes and a dessert. And you can go to worldhungerbowl.org and purchase your tickets online.
Well, this is an amazing organization. And if you cannot attend the Hunger Bowl on November 6th at Mozambique, if you donate to KX93.5 right now and become a member, a portion of your membership fee will go directly to the Hunger Bowl. Thank you, Faye Chapman, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner, and until next time, have a giving day.